AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. Reminder coming up at the bottom of the hour, Focus on Education with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. WGCH newsletter time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors with the Greenwich Real Estate Report. Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe joins me now. Stacy, save me here this morning. Good morning. Brian Tunney also joins me. Let's get this, we'll get the introductions out of the way before we run out of time. Stacy, tell us about the month of July and how was it?
Sure. So it was a pretty standard month when we compare it to all years besides 2021 and 2020. So we saw 74 single family closings during the month of July. That's compared with 143 the year prior during the month of July. We obviously know that was quite an interesting market last year. We are now normalizing at this point. The median sale price is around just over $2.4 million for the month of July 2022. That's slightly down from $2.475 in July 2021. The average days on market was 52 days. That is a decrease from the same time the prior year, which was 79 days. So the inventory that we do have coming on is moving very quickly. If it's priced fairly, those homes are selling. There were 14 condo and co-op closings this past July compared with 29 in July 2021. The median sale price was relatively the same, $796,000 compared to $795,000 the year prior. And the average days on market, again, 34 days. That's a decrease from 101 days in July 2021. If you've got anything, any home, any condo to sell, and you've got a realistic price point, chances are it's going to go pretty quickly. So that's a really, really good news for sellers still, buyers. There are still options coming on. You just have to be ready to move quickly. And then when we look at pending sales, we're looking at 76 single family homes pending as of the end close of business yesterday and 11 condos and co-ops pending.
All right. You mentioned the 74, which is half of what last year's, but what's traditionally or historically a good July? How 74 fit into that?
Very, very normal. 74 is a very average number for what we see in the month of July, typically over the course of the past, 10 years or so.
Right. Well, interesting to me, and maybe I'm misreading this, but it seems that, the thought was houses were flying off the market last year, and yet the days on the market decreased from 79 to 52. How do we account for that?
So they're still flying off the market at this point. There is still such low inventory at this point that the demand is still there. We're just seeing as long as homes are priced fairly, they are still, some of them still getting those multiple offer situations and going just as quickly. But we are also seeing those homes, and this happens in any market, but homes that are not priced properly will sit much longer, and they will go through rounds of price reductions before getting sold. So that working with your realtor to get the right price to enter the market is the most important factor in getting that home sold according to the timetable you want.
And a fine realtor such as Brian Tunney, who we'll bring in now. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Tell us your overall thoughts about July.
It was a good month. We still have a lot of buyers looking to move to Greenwich, and it's still a seller's market. I mean, as of today, we only have 211 single-family homes on the market, which is low. Anytime you have less than 6 months of inventory, it is a seller's market, and above 6 months of inventory, it's a buyer's market. So we're still in a very strong seller's market, and pricing is key to getting your home sold.
What areas of town are the strongest?
Right now, it's still Old Greenwich and Riverside, which have right around 3 months of inventory, between 2 and 3 months, depending on the day. Still very, very strong, and again, still supply constrained. Whenever you have that few months of inventory, it's still a real seller's market.
All right, so as we get toward back to school, how does that impact the real estate market?
Well, you're going to have a lot of rentals being done now, or that are completed, that will start September 1 or mid-July. Typically, we'll also see some more inventory coming into the market by the second and third week of September.
Okay, so it might be loosening up just a little bit, and more of a buyer's market than a seller's market, right, Brian? Maybe?
Well, we still need a whole lot more houses to come onto the market.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The buyers, thankfully for us, Greenwich is such an attractive town, we still have many buyers looking to move here.
All right, so you haven't been able to take any time off in the summer. It's been busy for you, right?
Yes. It's been a busy summer, again, trying to find sellable inventory.
All right, fantastic. That's Brian Tunney, 2022 President of Greenwich Association of Realtors, along with Stacy Lowe, Executive Vice President, GAR. It's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report. Stacy, Brian, always appreciate your time. Have yourself a great rest of the summer. We'll talk in September, and I guess it'll almost be fall by that time, believe it or not.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, take care.
Thank you very much, Tony, for having us.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye. That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of each month at this.